Welcome to the Menopause Conversations podcast. My name's Angela Council and I am your host for this podcast, and this is where you learn all about menopause, what is happening to your body, to your hormones and life in general. Everything is changing and sometimes it can seem really, really confusing, but this is where the confusion stops right now. This podcast will share with you everything you need to know about how you can navigate your menopause transition with ease. So sit back and enjoy the show. Bye for now.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of the Menopause Conversations podcast. And I thought I'd have a little bit of a chat this week about something that happened recently. It's just some feedback that I received. Now, some of you might be aware that I regularly run a free workshop called, and it used to be called, The Secret to Thriving in Menopause. I now call it The Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT. And there's a specific reason why I did that. And it was because many of the women that I was speaking to when they were doing the workshop were telling me they were looking for solutions that didn't include HRT, that they specifically didn't want to take HRT. And I was also seeing associated or following many different doctors who are in the menopause space who are promoting the use of HRT. And quite often I see comments from women who say, well, I'm unable to take HRT due to my risks of breast cancer, clotting and things like that. What can I do? And they don't get answers. And I was seeing that there were women who had either by choice or by circumstance did not want to take HRT. So I changed the name of my workshop to The Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT. This is a bit of a marketing thing that, you know, you target the people who you want to serve. And I want to serve women who make that choice. Now, doing that, and I run ads and everything to get women into my workshop, and the comments that were coming back, I was being told that I was being dangerous. I wasn't serving women properly. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was getting all of these comments, quite negative comments. Some of them were quite personal about what I was doing. And saying that why don't you promote HRT? Why are you telling women not to take HRT? And I want to be really clear that I don't tell anybody whether to or not take HRT. I'm very much pro-choice. It's about the individual woman. It's not my choice. It's not a doctor's choice. But a choice needs to be made on education, on the risks and the benefits. So why do I, you know, market to women about not taking HRT? Well, there's a few reasons for that. And I want to start with one that many people are probably not aware of, and it's something we call scope of practice. Now, as a qualified naturopath, I have a scope of practice. I know my training. I have been a naturopath for nearly 20 years. I have been trained as a naturopath. I'm trained in herbal medicine. I'm trained in nutrition. I'm trained in lifestyle medicine. I'm trained in personalized health. I am not trained in the prescribing of pharmaceutical medications. That is outside of my scope of practice. So because it's outside of my scope of practice, I cannot make a recommendation to any woman that she take HRT. All I can do is refer her to her doctor, and it's inside their scope of practice to talk to her about whether or not HRT is the right solution for her based on her choices, based on risks and benefits. So scope of practice is one of the main reasons why I cannot talk about whether or not or prescribe HRT for a woman. It's not within my scope of practice. But having said that, as I said, I am pro-choice. There are some women who benefit from taking HRT. There are some women who try HRT, but they don't get the results they're looking for. And in fact, it might actually make them feel worse. There are some women who have been on HRT for a short time and want to come off. And I help these women come off HRT if it's their choice. But it's really important that we've got options for the women who HRT is contraindicated because it isn't for everyone. And there are some women who simply choose not to take HRT, and it's within their right to do so. So that's why I run a workshop called The Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT. Now, HRT is kind of seen as like the golden pill that's going to fix everything. And in fact, it's not really. Yes, it can minimize some symptoms, but it doesn't negate the need for a woman to actually make changes with their food and their lifestyle choices. You can't take HRT and then just say, well, I'm going to eat and drink anything I want and not take responsibility for your health, because that is going to have adverse effects going further. The current recommendation is for women to only be on HRT for 5 years, not for life. So what happens after the 5 years? And for sometimes after 5 years, another 5 years might be recommended as well. But HRT is not designed to be taken for the rest of your life. But if you don't make the changes, if you don't address what's going on with, you know, your food, with your lifestyle, with your stress, then coming off HRT can be really, really tough. And this is one of the reasons why women work with me, because they've tried to come off HRT before and they get all this return of symptoms worse than what it was before. When we do the work, when we actually support the body and we get the body doing what it needs to do with hormones, then they're able to gradually reduce their HRT and have no symptoms going forward. But there's a very common narrative out there, and, you know, as I said, I follow many of the doctors, that every woman should be using estrogen for the prevention of cardiovascular disease and dementia. Now, this scares women into thinking that they have to take HRT even if they have no symptoms. If they've actually been able to transition through the menopause transition, they're now postmenopausal, and then they hear these things and now they're afraid. It's like they think they're going to have a heart attack or get dementia because they're not on HRT. And there is a certain time period whereby starting HRT is not recommended for women after their postmenopausal. And after a period of time, it is not recommended that women start HRT. So then we have these women who are scared and they think they're going to get these chronic diseases. And they're asking the questions and they're not getting answers. Because quite often when, you know, these doctors make these comments, they don't come back and answer questions. They only feed one narrative. And anyone who asks questions or might, you know, not agree is ignored or deleted. And there is no definitive research at the moment to show that HRT will prevent either cardiovascular disease or dementia. There's some research that's showing that there may be some benefits, but it's not definitive. And in some women, HRT can actually increase the risk of a cardiovascular event. It's really important that you understand what's happening with your cardiovascular system before you make any decision about whether or not HRT is right for you, because women with existing cardiac disease should never be taking HRT, and it's not recommended for them. The problem is, quite often, women are not aware of what's going on if they're not getting full testing done of what's going on with the cardiovascular system. Dr. Catherine Linley, she's an MD and a clinical investigator in cardiac medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center over in the States. And she's one of the authors of a review that was published by the American Heart Association Journal. And what she did was she reviewed 96 different papers about cardiovascular disease and the use of HRT as a prevention. And the authors of this review didn't recommend the use of HRT to prevent cardiovascular disease. we know that there are many other things that research has confirmed that will prevent both cardiovascular disease and dementia. And there are things to do with the food that you eat, movement, not smoking, getting enough rest, reducing your stress. They're the lifestyle factors. We know that, and research confirms that both of them will reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and dementia. We don't need to rely on HRT, which hasn't given us yet a proven link to reduce your risk. We also need to remember that menopause is not a condition of estrogen deficiency or estrogen deprivation, because these words are often thrown around as well. Menopause is the natural decline of several hormones, including estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So it's not all about estrogen. Some doctors talk about estrogen all the time. They only talk about estrogen, about everything that women have an estrogen deficiency. But if a woman still has a uterus, doctors must prescribe progesterone and estrogen together to reduce the risk of endometrial cancer, because we know that estrogen promotes the growth of different tissues. Estrogen is not benign. It does change the way cells act within the body. It makes things grow. So it's not as 100% safe as some people want to claim. And the new bioidentical hormones, we haven't really been using them for long enough to say that they are 100% safe, and we don't know if there are any long-term side effects. We don't know that. We haven't been using them long enough. So be very, very careful about these claims that things are safe, that we need, that the body needs them, otherwise we're going to be getting these chronic diseases. It's not true. And I'm not here to say you don't take HRT. Take it if you wish. It's your choice. But understand what is happening to the body. You are not deficient in estrogen. It is a natural process that your body goes through, that when you no longer have any eggs, you no longer require as much estrogen as you did before, because you're no longer supporting the life cycle of an egg. And then the other myth that gets bandied around is, well, we've never been through, you know, we're the first generation of women who've been through menopause, that women didn't go through menopause in the past because they didn't live this long. That's not true either, because the average lifespan several generations back may have been under 50, but that's an average. There was a high child mortality rate. There was a high incidence of women dying in childbirth, but there were many women that were living past the age of menopause, you know, going back into history. So it's not true that we're like women have only just been getting through menopause. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, both of them lived well past 50s. They lived, you know, almost to their 100. My mother now is over 80. She had a hysterectomy at 24 and was never given HRT. She continues today. She doesn't have HRT. She has very few health issues. She's a little bit slower now. She doesn't move as much as she used to. But she doesn't have any issues with her heart. She doesn't have any issues with dementia. She doesn't have any issues with bones. You know, all of these diseases that apparently if we don't take HRT, we're all going to get. Well, I look at my mother and she had a full hysterectomy at 24 and was not given HRT. Now, it was probably pretty tough for her going through a full menopause at that stage. You know, she had young children. At 24, I was only 3, and I had 2 brothers, each a year younger. So one was 12 months younger, one was 24 months younger. So, you know, she had very young children when she went through a full menopause. So I don't think it was easy for her, but she didn't need HRT to get through. So we need to be careful about some of the the myths that are around HRT. The majority of women I work with make a choice that they do not want to be taking HRT. And then there are those that are unable to, or they've tried it and they didn't like the way that they made it feel. And they are entitled to make that choice. So all of these comments that come to women, come to me from other women saying that what I'm doing is dangerous, that I'm stopping women from taking HRT. I'm actually not. I'm giving them options because they have made a choice and they're entitled to have options. The comments that come to me, it's as if women are not to make choices, that every single one must be on HRT because it's so-called the gold standard. Is it really the gold standard? I'm not sure that it is. We need to understand that this transition, every woman goes through. Now, some women do it tougher than others, but there are ways, there are options. There are so many options these days. No one really needs to struggle as they come through this time of life. You've got so many choices. Whether or not your choice is to take HRT, that's fine, that's available to you. Or if your choice is not to take HRT, there are many options that are available to you. No woman needs to struggle at this time of life. And the best thing that I can offer to any woman is to educate yourself. Learn what is happening. Understand how the changes in hormones are impacting your body. I believe with knowledge comes power. And when you've got the knowledge, then you can make a decision that is right for you rather than some of the emotional decisions that women are making, that everyone should be on HRT or HRT causes cancer in everyone. Why don't we just sit in the middle and look at what is right for the individual? Now, if you want to understand a little bit more about the changes that are happening in your body as you come through this menopause transition, and hormone changes and shifts can start as early as your late 30s, early 40s, and can go for, you know, the perimenopause stage can go 12, 13 years until your final period. But during that time, hormones are going up and down. They're not actually all on a downward trajectory. They're actually going up and down. They're a bit of a roller coaster. And that's why things can change so much from day to day. It's also one of the reasons why blood tests are not very, very reliable to determine what stage of the menopause transition you might be in. But if you want to join me for a brand new, completely free menopause demystified masterclass that I am running in April, it's on April 18th at 6:30 p.m. AEST, Australian Eastern Standard Time. I will be streaming it live into the Menopause Conversations Facebook group. But if you want to get access to the guidebooks and everything, you can register at angelacouncel.com/menopause_webinar. So angelacouncel.com/menopause_webinar. Go over there and register and come along and join the masterclass and just learn a little bit more about what's happening with your body, the changes that are happening to your body as the hormone shift. Now, I'm not selling anything on this masterclass, so come along. There's no sales pitch at all. It is all about me providing you with information. So that's it from me this week. Please feel free, if you enjoyed this episode, to leave me a rating and review or share it with another woman who you think maybe she's not sure about whether or not she should be taking HRT, not taking HRT. She's getting lots of conflicting advice. Just share it with her. Show her how to listen to it on whichever podcast app that you are listening to right now. I'll be back next week for another episode of the Menopause Conversations podcast. See you then. Bye.